No, no. Oh! Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This is the Sunday, August the 27th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we're bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you've allowed us to see. Looking to you, Almighty God, for the direction, for the strength, for the inspiration, for the insight, for the wisdom, for the knowledge that we need so that we can be effective servants for you this day. We pray as we commit ourselves in this ministry into your hands, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God might be so released in us and through us that souls might be saved as never before, and bodies might be healed and need might be met, and most of all, your name glorified, praised, and uplifted as your people grow stronger in you through the benefits and blessings you're going to pour out to us this day. We thank you, O Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, O Lord, for this privilege to be on the air and on the internet with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. May me be so used by you this day that the world will never be the same because of the impact that you're going to accomplish even in us and through this ministry. And we praise you and thank you for just being part of what you're doing in the world in these last days, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. Let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. 5:21 at the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August 27th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're coming to you over 91.5 FM, WMFO. And if you're on the internet, we are streaming live at WMFO.org, and you we also can reach us at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And if you wish, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Like I said, this is the part three of our ongoing series. We began this on Pentecost Sunday, and we had part two about 3 weeks ago. And now we're moving on to part three of this ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. As we consider, well, before I get into that, let me give you some more information. Like I said, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we all have programmed to whomever you wish us. Give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. That's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work in your behalf. And I also invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. So anxious to get into today's program. I want to get into my little introductory spiel before I forgot. But anyway, yes, the Spirit, the release of the Spirit. God has been dealing with me about the fact that not that we don't have, as believers in Christ, the Spirit of God within us, but that he needs to have control. We need to allow him to be released in us so that he might work the things that we need accomplished in our lives as believers in him. And then we need to allow him to be released through us so he might impact the world through our lives and through our testimony and through the various gifts and abilities that God has given to his people so that we might stand out as the people of the living God. And so, therefore, individuals will know and see the light of Christ and be able to come and also begin to grow and continue to grow in their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So my desire and my intention and My goal is to allow the Spirit of God to be released in me so that people will be and be released through me, so that people be able to recognize the fact that this is a servant of the Most High God. And the benefits and blessings that you're looking for can only be found in Jesus Christ the Lord. 525 is the Sounds of Praise time. It is 59 degrees. What's going on here? This is August. 59 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing a weather update a little bit later on in the program, sometime around 6:30. So you stay tuned for that. Okay, we began with our new day theme, Pastor Donnie McClurkin and the McClurkin Project with Days of Elijah, followed by William McDowell, Julia McMillan, and Daniel Johnson with Hymn of Praise. And we brought Pastor McClurkin right back along with Richard Smallwood and Total Praise. Okay, let's get right into the program. Myron Butler and Levi. And this is Heaven's Rain here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah.
When you think of the release of the Holy Spirit, the instances in the Bible where he is released at the beginning of creation, said that the Spirit of God moved upon the waters on the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. It said the Spirit of God came down in the form of a dove and rested upon him. And we know on the day of Pentecost, he came into the world like cloven tongues of fire, a mighty rushing wind. So yes, God does open the heavens and sends forth his Spirit, but he's done that so that once he's come into our lives, and he has come into our lives, bringing us to the salvation grace of God, that the release of the Spirit wouldn't stop, so that we might be open to allow God, to allow the Spirit of God to be released in and through our lives as well. So, yes, Lord, we want you to open the heavens and send down your rain, the Spirit of the living God, but we want you to open us so that you might flow out from us as well. Patrick Dobson, open the heavens here on Sounds of Praise.
lock the windows out. The glory, open the heavens. Pour out the blessing we said we cannot contain. Open the heavens, release and restore me, Lord. Oh.
Until we see you standing face to face.
Yeah, Patrick Dobson, Open the Heavens. Our program is titled The Release of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to a crowd one day, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And if you were in that crowd, you might say, what are you talking about? I am already alive. Well, Jesus was talking about a dimension of life that goes beyond the biological realm, that which we inherit from our parents and which they inherited, all the going all the way back to Adam and Eve. That was physical life, but that life was marred by sin. But Jesus is saying, because of his coming into the world and his eventual death on the cross of Calvary and resurrection, and through the Holy Spirit, he was going to give us a life that was beyond the biological, beyond the limitations of this world, a life that would be more abundantly. Jesus doesn't give believers in Christ just enough to meet their need. He gives us, as Patrick Dobson just said, a life that will overflow into other lives. And that overflow comes from the release of the Holy Spirit. That's what the anointing of God is all about. It's like rain coming down on us to the point where not only do we get wet, but everybody around us gets wet as well. With the reign of Almighty God. Dietrich Haddon here on Sounds of Praise.
Help me say, rain on me. serious one now. Give him a serious praise.
Reverend Milton Brunson, Thompson Community Choir here on Sounds of Praise, and it's gonna rain. And that was referring to the days of Noah. Another outpouring of God. But God said that was an outpouring of destruction. He said he's never going to destroy the world by rain again. His outpouring is going to be a blessing. And it's going to fill our lives and run over Brianna Babineau here on Sounds of Praise.
What do you give a God that don't see it all? What do you have that could ever be enough? Gonna lay my life down, gonna lift my love up. I know it's not much, but here's my
I hear it. I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
All we want.